turn to the scriptures now and read together from Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55, page 733 in the Pew Bible. Isaiah chapter 55, from verse 1. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen. Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree, and instead of briars the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed. Now we turn backwards in the Bible, turn to the left. I'm going to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, page 665. Psalms is generally halfway in your Bible, so just two books over. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, and we read from verse 7. If you were away last Sunday, I mentioned that we didn't quite get to the end of the book before I'm on leave, so I'm actually taking the service next Sunday evening as well, just as a help for the elders to help out on my time in leave, just so we can finish the book and round things off, because otherwise it would be on my mind the whole time I'm on leave, and I would be restless and have no joy. It's a pleasure. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 from verse 7. Light is sweet, and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. However many years a man may live, let him enjoy them all, but let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things God will bring you into judgment. So then banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after rain, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim, when the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades, when men rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint, when men are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags himself along and desire no longer is stirred, then man goes to his eternal home and mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed or the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring or the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. This is the word of God. Creation, our text this evening encapsulates the whole of human life from cradle to grave, as we might say. From the joys of youth to the most difficult years that may lie ahead of you, the difficult final years of life. And the opening verses, right from the beginning, present us with this picture of life as a mixed bag. Picture of verse 7 is of having a day with warm, blazing, brilliant sunshine. A typical Toowoomban winter day, right? We've been enjoying these days over the last few days. And how good a day like that feels, especially if you've had it on the back of gloomy, dull weather, which we've not had. Gloomy, wet, miserable kind of weather days. Light is sweet, it pleases the eye to see the sun. However many years a man may live, let him enjoy them all. These are the good days of life. These are the days when you want to shout your joy from the top of the mountaintops, as we could have done from tabletop this afternoon. The times when you are overflowing with joy in your heart. But that isn't the only experience of life either, is it? For then comes the rest in verse 8. But let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. Days of gloomy grey, days and seasons of shadow, times of tears and bitter black nights, and they will be many. Solomon's describing for us this evening the whole range of human emotions, from the greatest highs of life to the greatest depths of despair. And he reaches two conclusions which we'll look at and consider this evening. And the first conclusion that Solomon reaches on the basis of these two key principles, the joys and the darknesses of life, here's the first one, which is that we should seek joy. First conclusion, seek joy. Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see. You remember, this is now, we're up to time number 6. This is the 6th time that Solomon in Ecclesiastes has called us to seek happiness and joy. I mentioned last time, if not the time before, that the constant repetition shows us emphasis. And this is a constant teaching, an important teaching. Seek happiness, seek joy. But I think the context that precedes gives us a fresh reason why it appears again today. We should seek joy not only because it is the gift of God, which it is, but because anxiety and trouble lie ahead on the horizon. And if we fail to seek joy when the sun is shining, then when the sun goes behind the clouds, it will be hard for us to cope. And Solomon gives us this advice in the context of advice to a younger person. He is most definitely not saying this evening that only young people can enjoy life. He's not saying that once you are over the hill, the fun ends. He's not saying that. As an aside, have you ever noticed how over the hill and age is always such a relative constant term? A relative term, sorry, that's not constant. It's always shifting, isn't it? When you were at primary school and you started out in prep, you thought those kids in year 6 or year 7, if that was back from when you were in primary, you thought they were so old, didn't you? And then you were in your teenage years and you thought 30 was pretty old. Then you got to 30 yourself and you thought maybe 40's the hurdle. You got to 40 and it seemed like the 50s or the late 50s was when life would slow down. And then you retired and you thought of the 70s as the season in which you might get old. And you reached the end of the 70s and perhaps it felt to you like you still had a lot of life and vigor left. You were like Caleb in the Old Testament, this old and bold warrior who went up at the age of, I think it was 80, he went up to fight against the Amalekites and win a great victory. Old age is relative. Old age is meaningless, we could say, as Solomon might say. And what he's saying, though, is that the joy isn't just an experience for when you were young. It's not just for the young or for your youth. And yet at the same time, perhaps it is, in fact, easier to seek joy when you're young. You have no weight of responsibilities, no job to keep down, no family to provide for, no mortgage to repay. And so here's the message to you this evening, if you were young. Be happy, young man, while you were young. Young woman, while you were young. Let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see. Doesn't that sound very dangerous? But know that for all these things, God will bring you to judgment. Seek enjoyment in life. Seek pleasure even. But seek that joy within the boundaries that God has established. God has given us boundaries within which we might seek joy. Young people, the boundaries are not there to keep you from experiencing joy. The boundaries are there to enhance your joy, to protect your joy, to lead you to the right sort of joy, the best sort of joy. For if you seek joy in a selfish way, a way that has no regard for God or for the people that are around you, then the joy that you seek to obtain will be a bittersweet kind of joy. It will feel good at the time, but it will end in tears. And God is watching over you. God will bring you to judgment. God is watching over you. He sees what you do. He sees how you treat other people. And you'll be held to account, like all of us, for the life that we've lived. But if you give yourself to the pursuit of joy in a godly way, keeping God's commands, then you will find that God's ways, God's commands, God's pathway does not repress joy, but enhances joy. Here's the message for you. If you're a young person, seek joy in the right places. God commands you to pursue joy. Here's an implication for you this evening if you're a parent. As you seek joy, which you also must do, as you seek joy, surely you must seek to live in such a way that your children will see the joy that you have in walking in God's ways, in God's pathways. You must let your children experience your joy, see your joy, share your joy, the joy of walking in God's ways, rather than simply the duty of walking in God's ways. Psalm 19, verse 8 says, "The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart." God's law is good, it is attractive, it is sweeter than honey, the psalmist says. And as parents, you must learn to communicate that goodness and beauty and delight so that your children might not only learn the Word of God and God's pathways for blessing, but may embrace them and love them and find joy in those things as well. But here's an implication for you as well. If you are older still, you've experienced the joys of younger years, the days of sunshine as well as the days of shadow. And a particular danger that you face from our text is giving up on the quest for joy in later life and retreating into bitterness. Hold that thought, the danger of bitterness. I want to come back to it again shortly. Seek joy. Let's think about that theme of bitterness later in the light of conclusion number two, which is that we should seek God. We should seek joy and we should also seek God. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. And then in verses 2 through 7 we get what many people see, I think very rightly, as a poetic description of growing old. Let's run through those verses quickly. Verse 2, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain. Sight is dimmed and perhaps depression is more frequent. When the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop and the grinders cease because they are few and those looking through the windows grow dim. Trembling hands, stooping posture, the loss of teeth and cataracts. Verse 4, when the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades, when men rise up at the sound of birds but all their songs grow faint, the loss of hearing and awakening early, disturbed sleep. Verse 5, when men are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags himself along and desire no longer is stirred. Then man goes to his eternal home and mourners go about in the streets. Fears increase. The hair whitens. Movement slows. Sexual desires fall away. Verse 6, remember him before the silver cord is severed or the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring or the wheel broken at the well. The first part harder to understand, but the second part seems to be reflecting in a poetic way on the loss of bladder control. And then verse 7, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to the God who gave it. Death itself. And it would be easy to become bitter as you experience the slow but steady, gradual breakdown of your body. To get angry at God and become either a grumpy old man or a woman full of bitterness. Bitterness can be a little bit like, you gardeners know what weeds are like when they take over your garden. My thumbs are pink, they're not green. Something like oxalis, that you can get rid of it, but it is very, very difficult to do so. In the same way, once bitterness sets in your life and becomes ingrained within your spirit, then it's hard to get rid of. And the Lord Solomon would say to you, better now to try to prevent bitterness from getting into your life in the first place, rather than try to eliminate it later. But how might you do that? You might do that by seeking after God, seeking to find joy in Him. Remember back in verse 1. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Remember your Creator. Young people, now is the time for you to build your relationship with God, to establish good habits, to draw near to God, that you might have strength when days of trouble, days of shadow come. To serve the Lord with the stronger years of your life. To commit yourself to being a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. To develop your mind and Christian understanding and a Christian worldview. Set your life on a pathway of devotion to the Lord. Seek joy in God that may serve for you as a steady and sure pathway for life. Find confidence to share the hope that Christ has given you. That others may share your joy. Develop your gifts that others may benefit from you as you serve others in love. Grow in faith as you as you spend time with the Lord and time with him in prayer and in his word. But as I look around this evening, you're not only young. I'm not saying which of you are not young anymore. I'm not saying that. But you're not only young. If you're no longer young, you may be in the middle years of life, or you may be in the latter years. And for you, it's not too late. It's not too late. Yes, we can always look back and wish that we had done things differently in the earlier years of our lives. We can, of course. But that doesn't prevent you from starting again, from starting over. Recommitting yourself to God, seeking to remember him now, in the years, whatever years that you have, whatever years you have remaining. Dedicating yourself to him that you might guard against that threat of bitterness, that it may not get into your garden. As we read before in Isaiah 55, seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, our God, for he will freely pardon. Today is the day that Isaiah spoke of. Today is the day when you might seek the Lord, seek him in the newness, in the strength that he gives. Today is the day when the Lord might be found. Today is the day when he is near. Today is the day to forsake wicked ways and wicked thoughts. Today is the day to turn to him. Today is the day to seek God's mercy. Today is the day to obtain God's free pardon. Today is always the day. Now is the time to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, to repent of the life that you have been living, and to seek to find new life in Christ, before the days of trouble come, perhaps, or after they have already come, if you put off seeking the Lord until after those days. Wherever you might be today, wherever you are on that spectrum of life, whether you are just out of the cradle or whether you are nearing the grave, seek God. Seek joy in God. Amen.